fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today. But
okay,
only three win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land. Trained in combat, hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day. Courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only three win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks on Tuesday, the 29th day of March, year of our Lord, 2022. Welcome to the John Moore Show. We begin with the Pledge of Allegiance. This morning we have Deputy Hendricks with us through the pledge. Therefore, everybody stand, face the flag, right hand over the heart. Gentlemen, remove your hats. Turn over to you, Deputy.
Good morning, John and Leon. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, I humbly ask you to join me as I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Well done, Deputy. Any updates on what's going on in your neighborhood, sir?
Well, I think it's an interesting stat for our county. For the first time in ever known that in our records, the death rate exceeds our birth rate here in the county.
Well, I hope that's getting some people's attention. Is it?
I wonder if it's significant in other locales, if others could possibly, if they desire to do so, check out similar stats where they live, you know, maybe get back with us. One county, is it a big deal, but is it nationwide?
Well, there's more than 3,300 counties in the United States, and I suspect it is pretty much nationwide. We'll look into that.
Well, it's right. Interesting, isn't it?
It is, definitely.
But, I mean, in a negative way, it's interesting. Anyway, everything else you talk about on a regular basis, it continues. Like I said before, it's kind of a new normal, and I don't think we'll ever get back to the old normal. I think we both can agree on that.
Old normal's gone.
Feels the same way.
Right.
But God bless y'all. Have a great day, and I hope you have a great round table this morning. I actually get to listen to you live for once. And take care of yourselves, and I'll talk to you next month.
All right. Thank you, Deputy.
And, of course, kudzu is key.
Roger that. Thank you, sir. I was looking for that. We do a patient waiting in the green room, my friend, Leon Green. Leon is a former officer in the United States Navy. One of the most advanced preppers I've ever known. And he's also quite expert in the proper and judicious use of doTERRA essential oils. Good morning, Leon.
Good morning, John. How are you doing, sir?
Well, good to have you with us. We got a little bit change of pace today. At the bottom of the hour, you and I are going to co-host with Dr. Ted Brower. You and I were Dr. Brower's house guest a couple of years ago down in Orlando, Florida. And it'll be an interesting conversation. Dr. Brower is a very bright guy with a lot of knowledge, isn't he?
He sure is.
Absolutely. Well, Leon, we continue to move forward into this new normal, whatever this new normal is. Did you hear Deputy Hendricks mention that in his county down there in Mississippi that for the first time since records have been kept, more people are dying than are being born?
No, I did not hear that. That's incredible.
Yeah, that was just before you came on a moment or two. Well, we have people all over the country, all over the United States, all 50 states. So I'd like people to check in your county. The health department would have those records. And we probably only need to go back as far as July of last year, I think, Leon, because that's when the spike protein, the vaccinated people started dying off in large enough numbers that we started getting paying attention to it. So going back to July of 2021, has there been a change where more people are dying than are being born? If that proves to be true, I think we're certainly onto something here, aren't we, sir?
That's correct. And I'd also like to be able to ask our international people, since you have a lot of people in Australia, to do the same. You know, if they work in those fields with statistics about births and deaths, that would be awesome to be able to learn that information as well, to see that, hey, we're not the only ones in this boat.
Well, I don't know how many hundreds, but many hundreds of listeners in Australia, and all you folks in Australia, I believe they have counties in Australia just like we have counties here, because it's their system came off English common law like ours did. But whatever the jurisdiction is, it keeps records. You folks in Australia, find out, if you would, please. Are there more people being deceased than there are being born? This is a game changer. I suspect that's what we're going to find out in many counties. More people are dying than are being born. Also, something I'm going to be looking into a lot more, Leon, is how to detox from the spike proteins, both for myself and for my daughter's family, assuming that they'll pay heed, which I don't know if they will or not. It's always a mystery to me. What does it take to get somebody to wake up? Is it the same way for you, Leon?
I mean, I have friends, and I'm trying to persuade them. I said, I guess people, their normalcy bias is so pervasive that the only time they are going to take any heed is when they have to step over bodies and duck for bullets.
Right, right. Well, I'm not to the point where I'm filling sandbags, but I got the sand, and I got the sandbags. So when I get to that point, I probably won't be doing a radio show. But in the meantime, life goes on. And my attitude is to prepare for the worst and hope for the best. So I am prepared for the worst. I got the sandbags. I got my bayonet. My bayonet is sharp enough. I got my combat boots and everything else I need. But in the meantime, I hope for the best. I hope that life will be somewhat normal for some period of time until I have to lace up those combat boots once again, which I hoped I would never do again. But if I do, if I have to do that, I'll do that. And I advise other people to at least consider living life in a similar fashion, where they are prepared for the worst, like you and I are, Leon, but at the same time, they hope for the best and still have a somewhat normal life. Having a somewhat normal life is real important, isn't it, Leon?
Correct, and I still have fun. I mean, it's not like I can go skiing here in Missouri, which I missed immensely. I've skied in 29 different locations in Europe alone. So, Samaritz and Davos and Kitzbühel, and the first time ever I turned on the Olympics, just because I realized I watched the Olympics just to see the grand the giant slalom and all the downhill racing that I love. And so it was kind of disappointing not to be able to do that and take my son skiing. But I realized that this is the new normal, like we're talking about. And so I'm going to have to improvise. So there's so many things I miss doing, but I'm still going to do what I can do here. And I'm going to enjoy it as much as possible. But, you know, there's even the simplicity of watching baby chicks interact last night for the first time. You know, today is their 7th day birthday. And so I put some seedlings and things that weren't growing so well in my hydroponic garden from Mike Adams in there. And they were running around. They picked, you know, one or two would pick them up. They're like, what is this green stuff, right? And they were running around, and it was like it was frenetic how they were all like, I want that. You have it, I want it. And it was just incredible. I have some video of it.
Yeah, it sounds very entertaining. We need to get you some whirligigs. You know what a whirligig is, Leon?
I've heard of them, but no, but not.
Well,
I don't know how
my grandmother had whirligigs in her front yard. This was Ozark Entertainment before there was television and radio. Folks in the Ozark had live music that they would with their own instruments and whirligigs. For those who don't know, whirligigs are a lawn ornament that has a different the wind hits it, and there's mm-hmm. different movements of the whirligigs can be all kinds of different lawn decorations that are activated by wind and will spin around and do different things, like wings on a bird, or looks like a guy chopping wood up and down. There's all kinds of creative things that were done over the years with whirligigs. So we may revert when the electricity's gone and internet's gone. We may revert to having whirligigs for entertainment along with baby chicks, Leon.
Yes, sir. And I think I have seen those nationwide, and I typically see the ones for kids. But yes, that'd be very helpful, because even last night when I was working outside with the tank, the diesel tank, I saw a doe. She's probably about 2-3 years old, running around the backyard. And I've seen footprints near my garden, and I even saw footprints of a huge turkey. I mean, it looked almost like a emu size. I mean, I couldn't believe a five inch spread from the tip to the toe. And so,
Well, sometimes the mud will make a footprint look larger than what it really is. We got our first caller here, Leon. We got Deborah in Arizona. Good morning, Deborah.
Good morning, gentlemen. Regarding the county, I'm in Arizona. I didn't look up birth versus death, but there was a time I looked up counties. And from like, they only had 2020 and 2021. Okay, so the difference between 2021 and 20 was it was a gradual increase in deaths in all counties. And down here, it was almost, I'll say, about 1,000 more people in these bigger counties. And so it did show an increase in that.
You're talking about births or deaths?
Well, at the time, I wasn't looking at births. I was just seeing if there... the deaths increased between 20 and 21.
Okay. Well, but, we need to compare the two to see if one if the death rate is now exceeding the birth rate.
Yeah, I will do that. But and then I had Leon had sent me a video about food, and I saw your reply, Leon. Thank you. Leon can explain it, where it came from, but it was almost like a fear video on food that we're running out. And I mean, it just almost like they did with the vaccine and the COVID. So my thought was, especially because Biden was saying it too, is there fear mongering again in that we have no food, when in essence they're holding back food and either putting it somewhere or not releasing it? That's just my thought.
Right, right. Okay.
And I remember that movie, you know, Soylent Green or whatever, where all the rich people had food. And what's scary is I hope we don't end to that end.
Well, you know, if you look at the poster from the Charlton Heston movie, guess what year was in there? On the front page, it says, in the year 2022.
Really?
Yeah. I remember I looked that up. Yes, that's true. When you mentioned that before, I did look that up, and it does say 2022.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
That's just what I got from it, because they love to use fear mongering.
Mm-hmm. And when I sent that out to everybody, you know, I sent it out to, I think, 58 people, and only like 12 of them responded. And, you know, I wasn't trying to scare people. I was trying to say, look at all the things. And then my description was how, you know, if you look at the book of Revelation, the four men of the apocalypse, the four horsemen of the apocalypse, you know, we have pestilence, we have famine, and we have the economic scales, and we have rumors of war and wars. And so it's like all four of them are happening right now, and very few people are addressing it. So it's not like I was trying to scare people. I was just saying, what do you think? Am I missing something here, or is everything hunky-dory?
Well, I didn't think you were scaring, but the propaganda was trying to do that.
Right. Correct. And matter of fact, since we're talking about Australia right now, the man who's a fireman I met out at Frontsite, he responded like this. I think we are in a time of the greatest food fragility in history, and those who seek to enslave humanity know this and will weaponize the situation against us. Never before has so much food been produced by so few people or transported such great distances. This introduces terrifying opportunities for enemy actors to disrupt food supplies. It is simple to announce the closure of an abattoir, ban the import of grain because of sanctions, make fertilizer disappear, destroy millions of livestock because of swine flu, arrest farmers who are hoarding food, block a canal with a grounded vessel, burn down a distribution center, etc. I think they will starve us into submission to implement their one world government takeover. Want to eat? You can have some food for your starving child, but only if your social credit score on the digital ID checks out and use the central bank issued programmable digital currency. It's easy to imagine that the whole COVID saga was really a way to condition people to accept lockdowns, ramp up the police and military crowd control capabilities, and train people to accept their basic freedoms were conditional on obedience to the regime. Wear a mask and get jabbed, and we will let you out of your house again. This way, when they squeeze down on food and people get rowdy, they can corral us while the big die-off occurs. I think the ruling elite intend to starve billions of people to death and keep a few hundred million people as slaves and enjoy the rest of the earth as their own private luxury eco resort, unpolluted by useless eaters like you and me. And that was Dave from Australia, the one who was telling me how crazy it's been down there.
Wow, that was real profound there. I like that. Wow.
Yes.
Wow, that was great. Okay, well, okay. I may call in when Mr. Nyquist comes on. But anyway, I just wanted to share that.
Okay, thank
you. I'll call back later. Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Deborah. We appreciate it. Well, Leon, you and I both use the doTERRA oils every day in our daily life. It's just become part of my life. I don't think about it all that much anymore. It's just there when I need it for doing laundry, for cooking, and various health related matters. I use the oils, and they're very helpful, aren't they?
Absolutely. We can go into that after the break.
Here's our break. We'll be right back.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Hi, Tom Bolton for Ease Off. I know so many of you are finding our EZ4 carcass drop and lift an essential tool for your meat processing operation, but today I want to spotlight four of our new products. First, our right height hog cradles with steel or aluminum frames. Our customers love this back-saving innovation that enhances sanitation and speeds production. Next, our beef cradles with stainless steel or aluminum frames eliminate rust and corrosion. We hope you'll compare our quality and prices for this essential part of your processing line. Our cradles are especially effective when used with our power skinner. And finally, our hook tumbler will keep your hooks clean and polished. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. If you want to get started on the terra oils, incorporate them into your daily life like Leon and I do, well, here's how you get started. First of all, go to my website. That's thelibertyman.com. Under products, you'll see the doTERRA oils link. And just do a little shopping. There's a lot there. Dozens and dozens of different oils and other healthcare products and supplements. But the best way to get started is to buy the largest kit of essential oils that you can afford without going into debt. We don't encourage that. If you feel you need to, PayPal will finance that debt for 6 months with no interest. That's number one. Number two, get yourself two copies of the same book, the 5th edition and the 13th edition of the book with a simple two-word title, Modern Essentials. And last but not least, if you're in a hurry and you don't want to wait for the book, you want to get some advice on the oils you need to achieve your goals, give Leon a call. Or, in addition, if you'd like to have a home-based business selling these oils to your family, to your neighbors, people you go to church with, people you work with, just give Leon a call. He'll be glad to give you some private coaching. What's that telephone number, Leon?
Yes, it's 303-495-2188. Mountain Time.
That's right, 303-495-2188, Mountain Time. If Leon's busy being entertained by the chicks, he'll get back with you. And answer your questions, and give you the coaching you need. If you want to start your own home-based business, he'll help you get going on that as well, won't you, Leon?
Yes, sir.
All right. We got a bottom-of-the-hour break coming up here momentarily, and we'll have Dr. Ted Brewer with us. But in the meantime, we got another caller, Charlie in Florida. Good morning, Charlie.
Good morning. Good morning, John. Good morning, Leon. That thing you just read, Leon, was just profound, and I was wondering if you could give Julie a link or something. I think Julie might have my email address. I don't know if she still has it, but if she doesn't, I'll give it to her. And I'd like you to send that to me, and then also that same video or whatever it was that you sent to, you said you had sent out to some other people. I'd like to see what that is. It makes sense, actually, what you were saying, what you read there. It kind of like makes more sense than anything else I've heard out there as to what's going on. I just really appreciated that. That's really all I wanted to say. I had a couple of comments, John, about Zelensky over there. You know, I heard that he had suspended the elections over there in the Ukraine. And there's also a thing that's going on that on RBN the other day. I don't know if Julie posted it, but there's a video of a French reporter over there in Ukraine, and she's saying that the Ukrainians are bombing their own civilians. So I don't know how true that is. I know they've been bombing the Donbass. We all know that. And that's right. Been going on for a long time. But I think she was talking about the in the Donbass and not in the Kiev area, because I don't think that – I just don't know. She might have been in the Donbass area, but it's still going on. They're still bombing them over there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. But anyway, okay. I just thought I'd toss a couple of those things out there for everybody this morning. I can't wait to hear Dr. Ted Brower. I like him a whole lot, and his son, Austin, as well. They're both really good. Anyway, thank you very much. I appreciate it, Leon and John.
Uh-huh. Okay,
thanks, Charlie. I did send a letter, that letter to John Moore just seconds ago.
Okay. Really good. Thank you very much, Leon. Leon, the oils will help people to achieve their goals, to have the life that they want to have, a healthier life, a more industrious life, and in the case of cooking, a tastier life, right?
Absolutely. I mean, I love chickpeas and garbanzo beans, and I'm making hummus, but, you know, sometimes if I have a lot of beans, I can change the flavor just in one. I can go from, you know, I have an Asian flavor with using ginger oil and then doing lemongrass, and I also can go with cardamom, which has more of a Middle East flavor, so it tastes more like having falafel. And so, you know, you can do this, and I possibly basil, and I love all these flavors, but, you know, when there's 3 inches of or 3 feet of snow, or like in Tracy's case in Ohio, there's 5 inches of snow, she said she just got in the last 4 days. And so with that inundation, you know, people who are going to plants are going to get swamped with snow. So my attitude is I'm going to wait past the freeze date here in Missouri, and I'm going to plant. I don't want to do all this work and find it killed and, you know, have to run around with the hoop house and putting out heat. So I'm just going to wait a little bit further past that date. But my biggest concern are the trees. So, yes, you can use these oils for food. And right now I put the marjoram and thyme oil in the oil with the chicks as well. So, you know, that you hear about the new highly pathogenic avian influenza. And that's right now. So I use the oils to protect them as they're growing.
Well, good. Good. And you'll have some healthy chicks as a result. We'll be back after the break, and we'll have Ted Brewer join Leon and I. Stay tuned, everybody.
The truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network.
Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth. American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Fix bayonets.
Leave me Denman and Nicole Colgren. Many may have gone.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. My website is thelibertyman.com. There's a lot there. Check out the real estate for sale. Check out the energy cleaners. You'll be very glad you did. We're going to be joined once a month by my friend, Dr. Ted Brower. Dr. Brower has been at my kitchen table twice here in Davisville, Missouri. I've been his house guest, and Leon Green has been his house guest also. And good morning, Ted.
Good morning, John. Thank you so much for having me on today. It's my pleasure to be back on your show again.
Good to have you back, sir. Well, the events are moving forward dramatically. It looks like the issue of food availability and food price is going to be weighing on people's minds very heavily in the near future, if not already. One, sir.
Well, it's been planned. The geoengineering that they started, you know, decades ago now has run its course, and they're still doing it, you know, here in Florida, like all the time, where we have constant chemtrails everywhere. And the soil is so contaminated in Florida now with aluminum and barium that the citrus crops have pretty much died, you know, statewide. And now they're having to come out with, you know, aluminum resistant seed, which is insanity that no one's paid any attention to this. And the crops here in general, they tried to grow peaches, they've all died. We've tried to grow mulberry trees, they've all died. I mean, everything we try to do here as far as growing now is basically complicated by the fact that seeds and soil and everything else are being contaminated with aluminum, which is very toxic to plants, and the feeder roots kind of recoil away from them, and then they basically don't get any nourishment, and what ends up happening is the plant ends up dying. And then it comes down with a thing they call citrus greening here, which they don't bother to ask you where the citrus greening came from, what's caused it. They just say, well, that's what's killing the orange trees. And we've had to take so many fruit trees out of the yard now that simply just die, John. It's awful. Well, and G. Edward Griffin talked about this, you know, several years ago, and he did a video on it. He said it's all about controlling food production and starving people into submission so they'll willingly go to a FEMA camp or whatever you want to call it, a concentration camp, in order to be fed.
Right. Well, the it takes years to develop aluminum-resistant seeds. Well, that development began before the aluminum was being dropped from the skies, which shows a criminal conspiracy to me, doesn't it, to you, Doctor?
Oh, of course it is, John. See, that's exactly what we have. We've got a situation where if we don't pay attention to what's going on, and I say this to everyone, you know, healthmasters.com, we have storable food. We've got organic food. We've got meat buckets. We've got all that. If you would like to order that, that's great. Thank you for supporting us. We pray for all of our listeners every day. I mean, I personally pray for all of our listeners every day on the Ted and Austin Brower Show. But what I tell you is this. If you don't want to buy our storable food, I'm okay with that too. But at this point, at least rotate through canned and frozen goods, preferably canned in case the power goes out, and keep it stored up, you know, for at least a year in advance. I wouldn't recommend doing more than that with canned food, because what's going to happen is it's going to expire. But at least keep a year's worth of food supplies as far as in your pantry for you and your family. If you can't do that, keep 3 months. But do something, because, you know, Klaus Schwab has said, you know, by 2030, we're not going to own anything and we'll be happy. They've got a giant algorithm computer system called Aladdin, which runs the investment houses of BlackRock, State Street, and Vanguard. And BlackRock alone controls over $21 trillion in assets, which basically is controlling the entire population of the planet. And this is being tied, of course, into a D-Wave computer, into the Lucifer's lair, I guess you might want to call it. And, you know, they tell you when they stand before the D-Wave computer, it's like standing before the altar of an alien god. And this is what they want to do, is get us all tied into the AI. That's why by 2030, they're saying that Aladdin and these three investment houses will own everything. And, you know, in the gay, homosexual, Kabbalist, Luciferian, weirdo, Klaus Schwab, says the same thing. And his right-hand guy says we're hackable units now. And the right-hand guy basically is another gay guy married to a guy. I mean, these people are perverts, because remember, their god is the god of the Kabbalah. Yeah, it's Lucifer. And they believe that he's a giant tree wrapped up in the snake of the universe, and the universe is 1,000,000,000 points of lights and with branches and going everywhere. And the only way that they can increase the size of the universe is that you have to continue to have sex. It's a sex death cult. They really believe this stuff. I think they're all nuts. I don't believe any of it. This is what they believe. The name of their god is Ein Sof, and he actually has his own Wikipedia page. You can't make it up.
Really?
And he's a hermaphrodite. He's both male and female, and that's why they push this hermaphroditic agenda. So in other words, if you're straight, you're X amount of distance from God. If you're a homosexual, you're closer to God because God's a hermaphrodite. And if you're a transgender, you're just like God. And that's why they're pushing it into children, pushing it into the school systems, pushing it everywhere. It's the hermaphroditic agenda. Now, they don't use necessarily the snake in a tree as their quote-unquote image they look at. They use Baphomet, who's also a hermaphrodite, which symbolizes the same thing, being the snake in the tree. All of this group is a sex death cult. They work together to control the planet, and they believe that there's going to be about 500 million people left on the planet. There's approximately 200,000 of these people. They believe they're going to get 2,500 slaves each when they take over, which is equivalent to about 500 million, which ties right in line with the Georgia Guidestones. And I've been there and had my photograph taken with the Georgia Guidestones. It's right outside of Atlanta. And so this is the group that runs the planet. It's an ancient Canaanite religion cult of Asherah and Osiris and basically Baal and Moloch. This is what they do when they go to Bohemian Grove. They worship this owl, which symbolizes this ancient cult. The same thing is true with all of the people that are involved in the highest levels of the Masonic Lodge. It's not the low levels. They have no idea what they're involved in. But the highest levels of the Masonic Lodge, with their 30th degree Masonic ritual, they walk into basically a mortuary. It's the Masonic lodge has been laid out like a mortuary with a casket in it, and they start talking to the guy in the casket who's playing like he's dead. And the guy in the casket is the same guy who wrote the Zohar, which is the foundational work of Kabbalah, Luciferianism, and this is the Satan group that runs the planet. They control the international banking cartels. They control all the investment houses. They control all the media, pretty much 99% of the media in the secular market, and a lot of alt media. The actual alt media that's not compromised is less than 10%. I thought I'd add that to you because of commercials, so they don't want you to talk about this. Let me give you a perfect example. Last year, John, I went on a big national, international TV show, Christian channel in Clearwater. I'm not going to mention any names. And I talked about what I'm talking about with you right now, 30-minute broadcast, and they posted it on YouTube. It was immediately taken down from YouTube. They put it back up again. This is a big network. They put it back up again, and they were contacted by YouTube, and they were told that if they put the Ted Brewer show up talking about this again, that they were going to pull down every single YouTube video they had from the entire network from the beginning when they went on 20 years ago, that they were going to basically erase the entire archives because they did not want the information that I'm telling you right now to go out. And the same group came into the Christian churches with the name it claim it, blab it, grab it doctrine, pushing the Scofield Reference Bible from the 1900s, which was promoted by Samuel Untermeyer, who with a guy by the name of Darby, who then became Scofield, and Scofield and Samuel Untermeyer, they were the ones who really pushed the Scofield Reference Bible into the cities of New York and basically they had it printed out of the Oxford Press in England and to all the seminaries around the world to push this version of what they wanted the end times to be, and that was basically to get Christians out of the fight because they were going to tell them, don't worry about anything that happens here in the United States, you're going to be raptured. Which means it doesn't make one bit of difference what happens to the world. You won't be here. And so the Christians basically sat back and quit working, quit trying to change things. And then in 1933 at Goethe University in Germany, there was a group called the Frankfurt School. And that Frankfurt School, after Hitler took power in 1933, it fled to Switzerland. And then it came to the United States, to Columbia University, to bring cultural Marxism into the United States, which was to basically destroy the culture of the United States and to bring this hermaphroditic agenda to the United States. They're the ones who programmed, you know, and ran all of the stuff with the LSD, with Timothy O'Leary, Marilyn Monroe, the Sex Kitten, Playboy, Gloria Steinem. They did all of this stuff to destroy the culture of the United States. It was a cultural degradation revolution to basically destroy the Christian values of the United States. Now, that's been going on for almost 100 years now, and now we have states that are openly talking about infanticide. You know, here in Florida, Governor DeSantis stopped, you know, this grooming of children, 4, 5, 6, and 7, to become transgenders to accommodate their snake god. He basically said, we're not going to groom our children. We're going to pass legislation against this. And, of course, Disney, that's controlled by this hermaphroditic cult, they've gone nuts now, and they're fighting DeSantis. Now, I'm going to say something to all of you guys. Governor DeSantis does not want our children groomed to become transgenders or homosexuals. Doesn't want that. He passed legislation against it. Disney is fighting Governor DeSantis now in an open-air combat in the media. Listen to me. If you give money to Disney World, as far as I'm concerned, you're sinning against the Most High God who forbids this. In the Old Testament, it says that a man should never dress like a woman, and a woman should never dress like a man. It is detestable to God. So if you know that's the case and that's the scripture, then why would you support Disney? Why would you go to their theme parks? Why would you watch their movies? Why would you have anything to do with them? You're supporting the works of Lucifer, as far as I'm concerned. That's my opinion, and we still have a First Amendment right. We boycott Disney. I live 20 minutes from Disney. I refuse to go there. I have nothing to do with it. I will not pay for an entry into the theme park. Now you're going through metal detectors and pat-downs when you go there. I mean, it's unbelievable. It's absolutely unbelievable what's happened at Disney World pushing the transgender agenda. Approximately 80% of the people who work at Disney are gay. That's who they are. And so now they're all mad because we can't groom children. Let me explain to you what happens with young children. Young children from about the ages of 3 to 8 are in what's called the theta brainwave state. It's a brainwave state of which their mind continually takes in information that they're given without a filter. In other words, if you tell a 3-year-old or a 5-year-old that they're basically Batman or they're Iron Man, they believe you. They'll put on an Iron Man uniform, they'll put on an Iron Man mask, and they think they're Iron Man, okay? Because they're in a theta brainwave state. They can't filter out the information. Anything you say to them, they accept as truth. When you groom a child from the ages of 4 to 8, telling them that transgenders are good, that being gay is good, being bisexual is good, you program them basically for the rest of their lives to believe this is okay. That's why you need to take your children to church every single Sunday so you can program them in the ways of the Lord, train up a child in the way he or she should go, and they will not depart from it. We've got to understand this. This is the agenda of the evil one. And I heard a pastor this weekend, John. It was interesting. He was down in Palm Beach, and I went to Palm Beach to hear him speak because he's a good friend of mine. And he said that Jesus to us is our advocate. He's our intermediary between God the Father and us, that we go through Christ in order to have a relation with God through a blood covenant. But he also said something very interesting. He said that Jesus is like our attorney, our lawyer, that basically you can't talk to us without going through him. And he says when Satan comes to you to come rob, kill, steal, and destroy and make you do things you shouldn't ought to do, he doesn't have the right to talk to you whatsoever, because if you're a blood-bought child of the redeemed, as a Christian, you have the authority over Lucifer. He can't talk to you. So you rebuke him in Jesus' name. He says, I don't receive that, Lucifer. Get thee behind me, Satan. You have to do that, because here in these end times that we're coming into, we're being taught all kinds of horrible things from the media. We're being taught all kinds of horrible things in the movies that we're watching from the Kabbalist Hollywood that has an atavistic, a generational 2,000-year hatred of Jesus Christ. Because when Jesus Christ came to this planet 2,000 years ago, he reset the fractal timeline. That had not been done since Noah and the Flood. When Noah and the Flood came, God reset the fractal timeline. You know, and now with Jesus, he reset the fractal timeline. This old world order they had before Christ came in the Roman Colosseums, when they were openly sacrificing humans to animals and crucifying humans on the streets and having open orgies and pagan holidays, et cetera, et cetera. They want that back. They want human sacrifice on the street corner at the high places. They want the blood to flow again from the blood of human beings to appease these interdimensional entities, which feeds them from the energy of the innocent when they're sacrificed. They want that to be open again on this planet. They don't want a new world order. They want their old world order back before Jesus Christ and God Almighty, who are the same entity, reset the fractal timeline. And once you understand that's who God is and who Christ is, it makes sense why they're fighting against everything Christian. They're fighting against Christian households, against Christian marriages, against Christian children. All of this stuff is happening right now. And so you're right, John. And they're also doing it with food. They're doing it with chemtrails. They're doing it with the Frankfurt School. They're doing it with cultural Marxism. I spoke to the school board here in Polk County last year, and when they were basically trying to force us to wear the mask and forcing us to accept critical race theory, and I got up in front of the whole school board and chewed them all out for promoting cultural Marxism. The video went viral because I had enough of it. I said, you guys don't even realize what you're doing. I hope that you don't realize what you're doing. And there was one lady there who's a lesbian, and I don't know how in the world she got elected in a conservative county. I guess people just didn't show up to vote, and she was looking at me like she was going to kill me. Because remember, in the old world order, the witches and the warlocks and the wizards ran the world through human sacrifice into basically the worship of their demonic entities. They want that back. When you see these witches in the school system, these weirdos who are basically hardcore lesbian liberals, teaching your children to be a hardcore lesbian liberal because the parents of they're no longer involved in their children's education, and they allow these weirdos to come in and tell them it's okay when you're 6 years old to be gay. You can be a sponge, you can be a walrus, you can be whatever you want to be, you can have 500 pronouns to your name, it makes no difference, it's okay. All that does is sow confusion and discord among the body of the believers and the body of Christ. That's all it does. And so it causes all these problems, because then all of a sudden when that person is 30 years old, they were programmed in a theta brainwave state. you've programmed that person to be a communist. You've programmed that person to be a transgender. You programmed that person to be a weirdo. And when you come back to them when you're 30, they're 30 years old, and you tell them what they were taught is not true, they can't accept that because they've been programmed. They've been hardwired to believe it. They know this. That's why they're trying to do it in that theta brainwave state. The only thing you can do to a person at that point, they have to have a true born-again experience with Jesus Christ, the Most High God. Otherwise, they can't undo the programming. I had a friend of mine. He married a woman. He's German. He's dead now. I personally think that she basically stressed him out so bad he died. And he married this woman from South America who was from a communist country down there. And when I talked to her one day, she was telling me all of the cultural Marxism stuff that she believed, and how any statue that we had for the Confederacy, any statue that we had in the United States that was from a war standpoint, needed to be put away into a museum, and that we as American people could no longer believe any of that stuff or see any of that stuff as basically monuments to these people that had died and fallen. And I told her, I said, "You're a communist." I said, "Why do you think you can come to our country and tell us what we can and can't believe?"
Hold on, Ted. Hold on, Ted. We got a break. We're right back.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org. and click on our online store, or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with
Extendivite. As I said to those who've joined the government, I have nothing to offer but blood, toil, tears, and sweat.
All right, we're back. Ted, my observation of what they do with these children from 5 to 8 years old in these schools, they make it look like the LGBT agenda is fun and gives you an elevated status among your friends and is a happy, fun thing to do and participate in. Is that your observation also?
No, of course it is. And that's why they have the transgender story hour, which they have this queer this guy dressed as a woman with a wig and everything with no underwear get in front of these children in a public library and spread his legs and expose his genitalia, and everybody laughs and giggles and thinks it's funny, showing that he's a guy. And they try to make a game out of it to make it so it's going to be something these kids are going to enjoy doing. In fact, there's an article from the Washington Examiner, and it says, "We are just guinea pigs," and how women describe the trauma of transitioning as teenagers to men. And it's sick. And this is, again, now everybody understands why they're doing it, because it's to promote the hermaphroditic agenda for their god, Baphomet, also known as Ein Sof, and also known as Lucifer, et cetera, et cetera. And we basically are under the control of an ancient satanic Canaanite cult is what it is, that worked with Jeffrey Epstein, with Mossad and MI6 and CIA to ensnare over 1,000 of our politicians by having sex with young girls or having sex with hookers. And basically one of the young congressmen just came out today on a report and said that he was invited to an orgy on his first year as a congressman out of North Carolina. I mean, this is the kind of stuff that still goes on right now in D.C. It's a perversion is what it is. And we don't have a lot of time to talk about that now because we're almost out of time. But if people like to support what we do and support our work and support John Moore, go to healthmasters.com. If you just get a multiple vitamin from us or anything you like there, that would be great. If you can start listening to the Ted and Austin Brewer show, that's great too. You can use the coupon code MOORE5 for a 5% discount on, you know, anything except for sale items on the Health Masters website. MOORE5, and that'll help support John's work and continue to support the work of the Ted and Austin Brewer Show, which is live every day, by the way, from 10 to 11. But it also plays in the archives at Global Star Radio. If you go to healthmasters.com, you can actually link to the talk show. So if you like what I said today, if you enjoyed the presentation and things started making more sense to you, then listen to the show. If you don't like what I said today, okay, and you don't like my hard stance against homosexuals and gays and transgenders, you will not like the Ted and Austin Brewer Show. If you do not like Christianity and the things taught by Jesus, you will not like the Ted and Austin Brewer Show. So I highly recommend to you that you do not listen to it, because it will just simply make you angry. Absolutely. But we're here to serve the Most High God, John, and that's the purpose of what I do with my life right now.
That's right. And I now have a panel for Health Masters on my website at thelibertyman.com. Well, Ted, I want to thank you for being with us. We look forward to having you back once a month. And have a great day, sir.
John, thank you so much. And again, we pray for your listeners every day, and God bless you, my friend.
Okay, thank you. Well, Leon, when you and I were Ted's house guest, he was so cordial and so friendly and warm and welcoming, wasn't he, sir?
Absolutely. As a matter of fact, that's why I've talked about him so much in the last 2.5 years, because I've been listening to him since, you know, we left there. At first, I thought he was a little out there until I started, you know, confirming that. And I knew his heart, that he loves the Lord. But I just thought it was just so outlandish. But, you know, he's right about the Ein Sof. It's spelled EinSof. And I was reading it while he was describing it. And all these things, I've been listening to him and Mike Adams, the Situation Report, for the last 2 years. And everything that they're both talking about is coming true. And it's just incredible that.
It is. We'll be back. I got a note from Steve Bannon. He'll be with us the first hour only. And Jeff Nyquist will join us also. Stay tuned.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new Easy 4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today, because you can handle the truth.